And Leonard's on the telephone. He's asking if you're there, for he has a proposition that will open up the game. He's asking if you'd like to ride once more around the fair, 'cause if you do, he's happy to put down your name. Well, he has the book of Joseph in a trunk he bought in France, from a slightly crippled lady he had met when in Calais. She was naked from the waist down, but she still wanted to dance, and he bought her tea and oranges to help her on her way. In the coat he'd found for little in a Sally Army store, well, he resembled dearest Roosevelt, the man he could admire. And in the pocket was a ball of string, and he used to tie his hopes to the shore where Hunter Thompson stood waving a thorny briar. And he asked if you were free to travel down where the lotus grows, and if your heart was willing to be hurt and torn apart. And you answered with some certainty that like that river flows, you would travel for the fun of it and for what it brought the heart. So here's to earnest, who believed that all men could be kings, and whose books were filled with testosterone, and it brought us to the edge. And Leonard's reading once again The Old Man and the Sea, and he's promised when he's finished that he'll join me on the ledge. Yeah, Leonard's on the telephone, he's asking if you're there, for he has a proposition that will open up the game. He's asking if you'd like to ride once more around the fair. If you do, he's happy to put down your name.